This is CliffCentral.com.
Alrighty, CliffCentral.com on a Tuesday morning. We're in January. Things have happened. There was a lot of volatility since the last time we spoke to Run, but then that there's always volatility in the crypto market. So here he is. Run Noiner is here. He's the crypto man, Run, on Twitter. You've been tweeting up a storm, man. I don't think you've ever been so busy in December, right? And it wasn't with work like the old work that you used to do before.
I'm saying I've had so much fun that you kind of have to get onto Twitter.
I saw you say that it took you 18 years to develop the Creative Council into the business that it was, and to make the money that you had, and it took you 1 year to double that money on cryptocurrencies.
Do you think the guys from SARS are back at work yet? you know, I'm
so like, you're not cashing out though everywhere, right?
I'm not cashing out at all. I'm actually net buying, to be honest.
Okay. First of all, welcome back, man. How was your holiday? Did you have a holiday?
Not much, but it was great. No, it was great to get away, to be with the family. But I was live and I was trading and I was speaking to people in the States, because the States wasn't actually on holiday except for a few days over Christmas and New Year's. And I think my life is spent speaking to people all around the world about crypto and crypto projects and what's coming up, and they're looking for investments and stuff like that. So that was what my days were like.
So since the last time we spoke, first of all, let's look at that portfolio that we started, just to mark how we're doing on cryptocurrencies. We started talking to you in what, September?
September. We put in $20,000 in September. I think the last time that I came here was in December, and that 20,000 was 200 and, if I remember, 220,000. Today the portfolio is on 1089.
So $1.08 million.
Yeah, $1.089 million. That's the December that cryptocurrencies had.
So, but it did hit a slide. After that first week, it suddenly started to drop on all of them.
You know, the thing about...
What happened there?
The thing about crypto corrections is because it's a new industry, people are quite nervous. Mm. And especially the newbies. The newbies come in and they buy Ripple, for example, and they buy it now at 240. And then it gets to 220 and they start to panic. Mm-hmm. And then they start to panic sell. And they sell and they sell and they sell. The thing is that the astute buyers are sitting there waiting. And they buy it back up. So we had a correction yesterday. The correction was 25% from the highs of the day before. Now, if you think about NASDAQ or Dow or the JSE, if the JSE had traded down 25%.
Jeez, people would be running for the hills.
And then I posted on Twitter, I posted a little thing on Twitter. I said, I managed to watch half an episode of Big Bang Theory before the market got back to where it started. And that's the thing about crypto corrections. And I can't work out why it happens. But they go down and... sometimes a few minutes later, and sometimes 1 or 2 days later, we're back at all-time highs again. Mm-hmm. And it's been the theme ever since I've got into crypto.
Well, market cap, I mean, how are we looking? Because we kind of dipped down and everyone thought, uh-oh, this is the beginning of the... You know, all those negative naysayers that we've been talking about, they all started predicting, oh, well, this is the final countdown for all of these cryptocurrencies. And then within the month of December, by the end of it, it had not only... got back to its original market cap at the beginning of December, but it even gone up a little.
So let's look at the market cap stats. We started off 2017 on a total market cap of $18 billion. Mm-hmm. We finished off 2017 at a market cap of about $650 or $700 billion. That means that if you just put your money into a market index, which do exist in some places, you would have made 35 times your money. Let me give you some perspective. Bitcoin started the year at $1,000 and it finished the year at about $15,000 or $16,000. So if you would have just held Bitcoin, no buying, no selling, no transactions, you would have made 15 or 16 times your money. Ethereum started the year at $8, finished the year at $700 or $800. That's 100x returns, and all you had to do was just hold Ethereum. I think the biggest winners, and I don't have the stats in front of me, were things like Ripple, because I think Ripple made something like 200 or 300 times your money.
If you'd sold at the right time, if you were still holding on now...
If you're still holding on now, you would have made 200 or 300 times your money.
Right.
Which is a big number. So we saw a couple of interesting things happen, and we're seeing a couple of interesting things happen in the crypto market. If we looked at the beginning or 2017, Bitcoin was the be-all and end-all. Bitcoin was Bitcoin. And Bitcoin went up 16x last year. Now if we look at what's going on, the money's flowing out of Bitcoin and flowing out of Ethereum, and it's flowing out into these small companies, which...
Why?
Are... Why? It's a very logical thing, and I've been calling it for a while on my Twitter. If you look at the blockchain technology, blockchain is going to disrupt every single industry in the world. And I want to talk to you about one specific industry, the porn industry, because they got spanked with a token. So
always the place to watch first.
Exactly.
Because on the internet, wasn't that the one that set the standard for everything?
Exactly.
Video.
So
pictures.
So if we look at every industry being disrupted by the blockchain, it doesn't make sense that one token, which is Bitcoin, which actually only has one use case, which is a store of value at the moment, because it's not a currency at the moment.
Sure.
So you can't say that one use case of the blockchain will have a 60% dominance of the entire blockchain. It doesn't make sense. It makes more logical sense that people are going to invest in multiple applications of the blockchain. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. So people are moving money out of Bitcoin.
And as the blockchain evolves, there are going to be different uses that will come into it, and different currencies will have different uses as a result of that. And some will process faster, some will process slower. So people will choose. It's like choosing the dollar, the rand, or the pound, or anything else.
So let's look at who's winning. So the biggest winners are the exchanges, the cryptocurrency exchanges. Sadly, the cryptocurrency exchanges are now closed for business. The big exchanges around the world are not taking on any new clients. So I bought a token. The token is an exchange. The token was called KuCoin. Uh-huh. And a guy phoned me and he said, look, it's a new exchange and they're giving away X percent of their profits through this token. So they're funding the exchange by giving, they're saying 10% of every trade will go into the token. And it was a brand new exchange and it was a 1 cent token. I said, oh, for 1 cent, I'll just take a few. You know what I mean? You can't go wrong.
Sure.
Today, that 1 cent token, I'm talking to you 1 cent in December. Today, that 1 cent token is trading at $20. Okay. Now, that just shows you the mania of what's going on the exchanges. Today, if you own a cryptocurrency exchange, you are an instant billionaire because there are no big exchanges taking on new clients at the moment. They are too busy. They don't want new clients. Where in the world have you heard of an industry like this?
That's phenomenal.
So those coins are running like crazy. We've had a KuCoin. We've had the Binance coin. All these coins that give away a percentage of the trading fees of the exchange, those coins have had a hell of a run. The other coins that are running are the second and third generation blockchains, or so what they're called. So there was one called Cardano. The symbol on CoinMarketCap is ADA. Again, we bought that one in October for 2.5 cents, and I think it's trading at just under a dollar today. So that's another one of those increase. Great returns.
What is happening with the big names, though? What's happening with Bitcoin? What's happening with Ethereum? Do you reckon that there's still value to be taken for people who are entering these markets now and trying to buy these cryptocurrencies?
Yes, but I think they're going to be slower growth people, because for Bitcoin to grow with a market cap of $250 billion, can you imagine how much money you need to drive the price up? And like I said to you in the beginning of the show, what I think's happening now is the guys are going, look, we missed Bitcoin. We can't.
Right.
It went from zero to $250 billion. But what's next? And there's amazing new technologies that are coming out. And those are the ones that are running at the moment. And like I said to you, I think every industry is now being disrupted by the blockchain. I had a long conversation with the guys from SpankChain last night.
SpankChain?
SpankChain is a token which is designed to disrupt the porn industry.
All right, tell me about this.
So what happens is they've launched a SpankChain token.
Mabzi, you're listening. Yeah.
It's called the SpankChain token is called a staking token. So what you do is you put your token into a certain wallet. And the longer you hold it in the wallet, it generates a new token called a booty token. A booty token is like a US dollar token.
Yeah, now there's value in that.
Now, if you think about the porn star industry, this is how the porn star industry works. If you want to post a video, if you're a porn star and you want to post a video, usually the sites take 50% of the revenue that you make on the video through advertising. So these guys have turned the model around using the blockchain and they said, look, if you want to post a video, we take 5% and you have to pay in booty tokens, which means you have to hold the Spank token in a certain wallet. If you want to watch porn, you have to buy the Spank token and you have to let it ferment in this wallet, for lack of a better word. And then you earn these booty tokens and you tip the ladies, or you pay the ladies or the guys or whatever your taste is with this token. Now, the guys told me they were launching this token.
So in other words, this is decentralizing porn acting.
Correct.
So if Mabali wants to make a movie, and she now doesn't need to have a big production company, she doesn't need to have massive distribution network.
She makes a movie.
Everybody who wants Mabali must pay her in booty tokens.
In booty tokens. Now, I mean, ha ha ha, big joke. Huh? This company raised $16 million in their ICO. And I know the guys that did it, and they phoned me at the time, and they said, look, we're doing this thing called Spank Chain. And I thought, I mean, you know, you guys are crazy.
Ridiculous.
These guys are young, these guys are the smartest.
But you took a stake, didn't you?
I didn't, unfortunately. Oh. And today, when I look at the valuation, it's valued at $160 million. The tokens are valued at $160 million. The token has gone up 20x in the last month, 20 times in the last month. It's also been listed this morning in one of the biggest exchanges in the world called Bitfinex. Mm-hmm. So I think, ha ha ha, big laugh, but there's a lot going on. And we're just seeing that every industry is being disrupted.
Are you telling me that if you want to go on as a client for Bitfinex, now you can't?
You can't.
You're not allowed to.
No more accounts. Sorry, we're too full. We cannot accommodate you. Our system cannot accommodate you. If you want to go onto Binance, you cannot get onto Binance.
So are there no exchanges that are still taking people?
There are. They're very small and they're very illiquid. So right. I think what Binance and Bitfinex and all of the guys have done is they've created, or they're going to create, their own competitors, because all the overflow has to go somewhere.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So that's the state,
because
you can't
always get to these new tokens on conventional platforms.
Well, you can't if you can't open an exchange account, you can't get onto the highway.
No,
it's like me asking you to get onto the highway, but the on ramps and off ramps are closed. Right. You cannot get on. You can get out. You can take your money out, but you new money can't come in. So what does this mean? It means that there's a whole lot of money that wants to get into crypto, and can't.
Yes. What's it gonna do?
It's going to drive the market capitalization like crazy. We saw the total market.
So won't that then make those accessible currencies like the Ethereums and the Bitcoins and the Ripples and things go up?
Yes. But again, to get up off a $250 billion base, you need a big amount of money. If your token is trading at $150 million.
Run, what about these people who are saying, oh, but Bitcoin is either going to drop down below 10, or those people who are saying it's going to go to $100,000?
If Bitcoin went to $100,000 today, we're talking about 6x returns in a year. Whereas I know in normal stock exchange terms, that's a lot. But in crypto, people aren't looking for 6x returns.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
Huh.
The guys are making 200x returns.
So what are you buying?
KU Coin is made 200x returns in the last week.
But I can't get KU Coin if I'm not an exchange.
Well, exactly.
So Jesus, this is frustrating.
You can. You're going to just have to find an exchange that's going to accept you, and you're going to have to go into one of the smaller, slower exchanges, which is not as professional. There's a token called Wax Token. Wax Token, we bought them at 7 cents. Now, Wax Token is a very, very, very interesting concept. When people play computer games,
yeah,
they get given a generic look on the computer game.
Uh-huh.
But you can upgrade your look.
So, and this will allow you to personalize it.
You can personalize it. So if you've got a black gun and you want a pink holster for it, it makes no difference. Just hear me out.
I'm onto this.
It makes no difference to how you perform in the game.
Sure.
It just makes a difference to how you look in the game. Now that is a $10 billion market. They call them skins.
Yes.
And it's a $10 billion market.
It's like you used to get those personalized ringtones for your phone.
Exactly. So right? Now, there's a company called OP Skins. And OP Skins is the biggest exchange or company that allows people to trade their skins virtually.
Uh-huh.
And they just moved their operation, or starting to move their operation, onto the blockchain. And they launched a token called the Wax Token. Now, why do we need a Wax Token? If you think I'm sitting in India and you're sitting in South Africa and I want to buy a skin from you, it means that I have to pay you an Indian rupee, and we have to change the Indian rupee into US dollars, and then we have to change the US dollars into South African rand. And these guys said, no, bullshit. We are now going to create this thing called the Wax Token. That Wax Token launched at 7.5 cents, more or less. Today, trading at $1.70. We're talking about 1 month into the game. So these are some of the ones that I'm watching at the moment.
We've got exciting news, though, because Run is going to start doing a whole lot more right here. And for everybody who is interested in crypto, we're going to get into the bones. We're going to get into the daily updates. We're going to get into the new things that are happening instantly, because I know for a lot of people, the lag is killing them.
So I think what we need to do is we need to do two different things. I think we've got two different types of people in crypto. We've got the guys that don't know anything about crypto. And we need to get those guys to really understand crypto, because what
in a non-insulting way to do an idiot's guide.
Yeah, an idiot's guide. Let's start from the beginning. Let's do a couple of podcasts where we go from zero to getting people to be able to talk about crypto.
Okay.
And then for the guys that are listening out there, which we know that they're trading, we'll try and do a regular, I'm not going to commit to a daily, but we'll try and do a regular update of tokens to watch in the day, why movements are happening. For example, why did Ripple jump from wherever it was, 20 cents, to $2.50? And how did it manage?
Three.
Yeah. And how did it manage to beat Ethereum? And what was a good trader supposed to do at the time? On my Twitter, not that I'm a great trader, but I posted on my Twitter when it got to 325. I said, I'm going short. And I opened a big short position on Ripple, and Ripple came down. And I'm still holding the short position now at 240. So I'm smiling all the way to the bank. Now, so I think there's some people that want that kind of information, and there's some people that want just the dummies guy. Just, I don't understand what Bitcoin and blockchain is.
So we're going to offer you both.
We're going to do both.
We're going to start very, very soon. We're going to put together a nice series of very well thought through Bitcoin idiot guide stuff with some more involved information later on. You know, we'll talk to the miners, we'll talk to the cynics, we'll talk to the people who come from a more traditional asset management background and try to find out how they view cryptocurrencies. And we'll have Run bringing all the big names in for us to talk to as well. In the meantime, what we'll also be doing is running these daily, you know, 3 to 5 minute updates, which will give you an idea of what's going on today. And it might not be daily. It might be, you know, twice a week. It might be once a week. It might be three times a week, depending on what's happening. And that's what we're going to start doing ASAP. So I hope you're excited. We are. Thanks, Ron.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
It always feels like we ran out of time, so I'm glad we're doing this. All right. Very exciting. So keep an eye on or an ear on what we're doing here at cliffcentral.com with Ron. And make sure you watch his show on CNBC. It is the only show of its kind in the world.
Still the world's only cryptocurrency show. It's on Thursday nights at 8:30, and we're starting our first show this week.
Wait, don't know what that noise was. All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Ron.
This is cliffcentral.com.